boy, we are live on BrainStewRadio.com. Welcome to Brain Stew Wrestling, everybody. My name is Hammy. In studio is Michael at Hipster Punchy Falcone on Twitter. And special guest in studio, first in studio guest of the show, Mike, we have Johnny Malanga of our from our friends at Pro Wrestling Magic in studio. How you doing?
All right. When they told me I was coming on the air tonight, they did not tell me that I was going into some comic book nerd's dream basement. You know, I feel like Comic-Con threw up all over the walls.
I tell him that all the time.
I'm waiting for a guy dressed as the Green Ranger to pop through the door and, you know, fight Ryu or something right here in front of me.
Well,
but you know what? I'm here because obviously you guys needed ratings.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, they bring in the best voice in pro wrestling magic, the guy who puts the butts in the seats, Johnny Malanga, the head of the Malanga family. And I'm here to make sure that your guests finally have something to get from this show.
Well, we're certainly going to get downloads for sure from this.
See, Hammy, he is slumming it to help us out.
And I'm going to say in advance, you're welcome.
Okay.
You're very
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I mean, with that, I don't think I should promote your fucking show anymore because
no,
you're being so mean to me.
You are going to promote it and like it.
But Pro Wrestling Magic Show at Cliffside Park School, number 6 at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Get your tickets at WrestlingIsMagic.com. Donald Casamento, Memorial Cup Finals, Grits and Glamour versus Stormforce. For the ECWA Heavyweight Championship, Matt Saigon versus the future Ricky Martinez. The $10,000 challenge and qualifier for the Pro Wrestling Magic Championship Tournament, Juan Francisco de Coronado versus Alexander James.
And Juan Francisco, good for him for having the ability to slum it here in the United States. That man is an Ecuadorian aristocrat worth more than any figure that you guys can think of. And he comes here to display his amazing talent. The greatest German suplex I've ever seen in the history of professional wrestling. And he is kind enough to show people at Pro Wrestling Magic, even though they don't deserve it, his ability. And I cannot wait to see him destroy whoever the heck he's wrestling. I don't even pay attention because I know that he's going to mop the floor with them.
Well, that would be Alexander James.
Never heard of him. Whatever.
And Cliffside Park's Everett Cross will see action. Mid-Atlantic tag team sensation Sudden Impact versus Chikara, Pro Missile, Assault, Ant, and the... There's plenty of other matches going on here at Pro Wrestling Magic's event at Cliffside Park School, number 6, at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Hey, it's Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't say Magics like someone who can't pronounce
said
the Orlando
Magic. Said Pro Wrestling Magic.
This guy on the last show when that loser Steve-Off called in, but we'll get to that. Telling people that, you know, Matt Sydal was coming or something.
I said Saigon, and you know it.
You said Sydal, and it confused me.
All right.
All right.
Just saying.
All right. Also appearing Jersey Devil, this guy, Johnny Malanga, and many
and
more.
And I'm upset. My name should be at the top of that card.
Well, the fact that you're here, it absolutely should.
Absolutely. I'm not on the poster. They put that hideous-looking team of Storm Force, Steve-Off, and Hoost, Boost, Shoost, whatever his name is, you know, winning a controversial win against my guy's Mean Streak last month, which was the biggest miscarriage of justice in the history of wrestling. We beat them fair and square 1-2-3, and then that crooked referee, Scott Volk, has to restart the match for reasons unknown to me. Maybe he got a phone call from the back in the middle of the match. I don't know, but he restarted the match, and Steve-Off, like the little snake that he is, him and his little puppy dog, Hoost, steal this victory from us. We should have our rightful place for the Casamento Cup coming up tomorrow. But, of course, we don't. It's all political garbage. And you know what? I'm angry. And I have a surprise for Steve-Off and Hoost. You know what? I'm not even going to wait. I'm going to get to it right now.
Yeah, you guys teased on your Facebook that you have a major announcement.
I teased it, and I'm ready to unleash it. Here it is. I have a new acquisition for my family, the Malanga family.
Oh, no.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than the team of Glitz and Glamour.
Oh, shit.
I have acquired their services. They're making the best decision of their professional career by having me in their corner. I will be in their corner tomorrow night to see them mop the floor with Hoost and Steve-Off and take home, if you saw that picture of that huge trophy, it's bigger than you, which is hard to believe. And of course, look at me. You know I love gold, and I want that gold. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to take every piece of gold that Pro Wrestling Magic has, and I'm starting tomorrow night with my new boys, Glitz and Glamour, against Steve-Off, and what's his last name? Traplash? The heck kind of name is that? Jeez. It's kids today.
As Johnny was coming up to the steps to the house / studio, I knew immediately that I did not want to anger him, so I'm willing to do almost anything to make this guy happy, because he looks like he can really hurt
angry.
Somebody.
Right now, I am a little angry. I'm in the middle of freaking... Look at this. I got Doc Brown staring at me in the face, and I got a picture of Adam West with a medicine ball. Looks like he's crapping his pants.
See what I got to work with?
You know what? He should be behind the big desk.
Yes!
Why is he in the corner as your sidekick? This man obviously is the smartest man here, besides me. You know, don't get ahead of yourself, kid.
I'm not delusional.
All right? Exactly.
You know, I don't want to have
him
see your guests anymore.
My feelings
are hurt.
The show is running so well despite your terrible efforts. This man's keeping you afloat.
Yes, thank you.
I've been told that several times.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you another time, and I'll tell you again. This guy needs a bigger desk. He needs the big desk. You should go. You know what? You should probably be in the next room, because no one wants to see you. I don't know if can they see you on camera?
Yes, they see everything.
I'm sorry, crowd at home. I hope you didn't eat dinner yet, because this is, you know, it's a terrible thing. Focus more on me. And this guy, you know, this guy, he's not the best looking guy in the world, but he's better looking than you.
Yeah. Woo.
You know, so focus, you know, turn off your camera. Focus on us too. You know, you got beauty and brains, and you got brains and a little bit of beauty.
A little bit.
Just enough.
Well, see.
Just enough to get by.
Clearly, I'm not going to get a word in today. So tell us about yourself, Johnny. Well, what's your story? How did you get into the business of wrestling?
You be respectful, Hammy.
Sorry, Mr. Malanga. How did you?
Thank you.
How did you get involved in the world of professional
I'm
wrestling?
I'm going to talk to this man here instead. So I started out. I was actually born in Sicily. I came here at a young age two. I actually the way I am, I'm not really involved in wrestling business. I'm a businessman. That's what I am. I went back to Sicily at the age of 15 because, face it, times were tough here in America. It was terrible. So I went back, and I learned under my great uncle, Salvador Barducci, all the ruthless business tactics that a man needs to get ahead in life. And obviously, it's working, because look at me. Gold worth more than your entire house, and I've got the most powerful group of young, hungry, powerful wrestlers that are going to take over Pro Wrestling Magic. And that's what I'm here for. I want more gold. I want more power. Money, power, respect. Those are the three things that a man needs in life. And that's what I'm after. So I don't care about the wrestling business. I care about being a businessman and just taking over the world. That's what I want to do. It's cliche, I know, but that's what I want, and that's what I'm here to do.
You know, if Paul Heyman had an Italian cousin, it'd be this guy right here.
See, you're trying to score brownie points. It's working. Keep going.
He's like Paul Heyman, but better with money.
Yeah. You're probably right. See, again, the brains of the operation. The brains.
Oh, Jesus. So, okay.
No, you sound more enthused, Hammy.
I know. This guy, you should be excited beyond belief that I'm here.
I'm very excited.
I could have called over the phone, poolside, by my house, indoor pool, of course, because the weather in New Jersey is terrible.
It is.
I wish I was back in Sicily, because it's beautiful there. The women are a lot prettier. You know, I thank God there's 1% of the women in New Jersey are bearable. So I'm able to find those 1%, thank goodness. But I could have been poolside, drinking in my hand, calling in, giving you all this information here. But I'm here, and you're not even happy.
I'm very happy.
Well, you fool.
When did this turn into a handicap match in here?
You're a horrible actor, Hammy.
When did this turn into a handicap match? Come on.
And And I'm getting no enthusiasm from a guy who calls himself Hammy.
Hammy. Smile. Come on.
I
act like you've been here. Not here.
Like
here.
I said.
Not here. Brain, here.
Brains the operation. I'm going to turn this way.
Can you believe this guy?
Okay, so what moment watching wrestling growing up made you decide, you know what, I want to do that? Is there any specific moment that made you go, you know, I could do this or I want to be involved with this?
Scott just doesn't get
I'm
it.
Just trying to get to know you.
Ask better questions.
Don't you listen. Like, get the put your headphones up. Do whatever it is you got to do to like listen better. Because obviously you're missing the whole thing that I just said. You're treating me like one of your smarks that are on Twitter or whatever, sitting there in their underwear, you know, going on some posts going, oh, Cena sucks, or oh, CM Punk, or oh, Daniel Bryan, blah, blah, blah. I'm not one of those, give me a word, I don't know.
One of those trolls?
There's so many words, but trolls, morons.
Basement dwellers.
People that yell at me, but they're the ones that pay $10, $12 to come see me. By the way, tickets are $10. You know, you can buy them at the door or go on wrestlingismagic.com. You can prepay, which is smart because tickets will sell fast, and they are selling fast.
It looks like it's going to be a great event.
It will be a great event, mainly because I'm there.
Yes. So I'll rephrase the question in a much better way.
Yes.
What made you decide to add the wrestling business to your business portfolio?
Because that's the only thing that I haven't conquered yet. I've conquered every aspect of the business, every bit business, whether it be financial, agricultural, anything. I've conquered it. Whatever I touch turns to gold. And now I'm taking it to pro wrestling magic, and I would have been on my way. But of course, being a smart businessman, you know, we compare ourselves to a good quarterback. I called an audible. So what I do, my guys got screwed over by Hoost and Steve Off. What I do, I call an audible, and I affiliate myself with the men that they are facing, which I cannot wait to see the beating that they unleash on these two jabronis or whatever you want to call them. I don't call them wrestlers. I call them clowns. That's what they are. They're clowns, and they don't make me laugh, and I'm going to laugh when I see them sprawled out on the mat, not able to walk out of Cliffside Park.
Oh man, if I were them, I'd be very nervous
right
now.
They should be shaking.
I'm nervous. I'm not even involved in the show.
That's the understatement of the century, Hammy. You should be terrified for them.
I am. Look at the size of this guy. He can destroy me with one punch. He's very scary looking. I wouldn't want to mess with him.
That is actually the smartest thing you've said in the 15 minutes that I've been here. Finally, you get a point. So now you're at negative 20.
Oh.
That's probably going to be the high point of his intelligence this whole hour.
It probably will be.
All right.
Hammy.
If you're the brains, you take over then, Mike.
Yes. Okay. I would love to talk to this man. Mike, go ahead.
From one paisan to another, I'm more northern. You know, my family's got roots more northern Italy.
That's all right. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got the pale skin and, you know, we don't have the nothing exciting up there. Just grass fields, I'm sure.
Mountains.
Mountains, you know.
And hairy women.
So, now, I feel like you're one of the smarter managers out there.
Thank you.
For every outcome.
That's a good feeling you have.
Yes, it is.
It's a smart feeling.
It's an accurate feeling.
Very accurate.
For every, you have almost like a plan for every outcome. How deep does that planning go?
Deeper than you will ever know. It's like what's that guy's name that works for the big company? Paul, right? His name is Paul.
Yeah, yes.
The guy with who slept with the boss's daughter. But anyway, he always says that he always has a plan B. Well, I have a plan B too. But then I have a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, a plan F. It never gets that far, but I have it just in case. There's always something up my sleeve, and who knows? I just might have one more thing up my sleeve for Cliffside Park. You never know. The only way to know is to show up and see me in action and to see Glitz and Glamour take home. I think it's 5 feet high, this trophy. And it's going to look great in my foyer of all my accomplishments. And it's just going to be there front and center. And then next to it, I'm going to take a picture of the outcome of Steve Off and Who's Traplash and put it right next to it. as a reminder of what I can do and what the men that I hire can do.
When you beat them, you should take an 8x10 photograph, sign it, and then deliver it to them.
Oh, I absolutely will. I'm going to give them an 11x17 poster and plaster it right on their front door for their entire neighborhood to see. I might buy a billboard across the street in Cliffside Park from the school. So every time the kids go to that school, they're going to see their hero, quote unquote, because he's from Cliffside Park, which I wouldn't brag about if I was him.
Brag about being from New Jersey at all.
I think everyone in Cliffside Park should find that cliff and just jump off. Because if I have to tell anyone that I'm from Cliffside Park, New Jersey, I just put my head in the sand like an ostrich and just never talk to anyone ever again.
You described all of New Jersey.
No, not all of New Jersey. I did, you know, I lived in Hoboken. That's where I was raised when I came over here. And you know what? It was a great town. Now it's all rich kids and, you know,
and hipsters drinking their PBR.
And these, you know, prostitutes stumbling out of bars, you know, which I don't mind so much, but, you know.
You need a little downtime once in a while.
After this, I'm going to go back to my beautiful estate on Long Island, which I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Because you
will never know.
Even the head of the family once every while needs to slum it and go to the bars in Hoboken, Hammy.
You know,
you should realize this.
I'm still upset at that idiot John who runs our media and promotional stuff for sending me here to, I don't know, what town are we in? What is this place?
This is Caldwell, New Jersey.
Caldwell, New Jersey. Out of all the places to send me to highlight myself, they sent me to Caldwell, New Jersey.
And you're a horrible host, by the way, Hammy. Why doesn't he have water?
No, I had to. No,
I asked as soon as he got here.
First of all, I'm not going to drink that dirty Jersey water. My water comes shipped from the islands of Fiji. So I don't drink your Poland Spring or your other, you know, a man of my vast taste needs something better than probably what you have to offer. Probably some dirty brown tap water.
A little brown.
We could have made him open up the purse strings. I mean, granted, he would have probably gotten the off-brand, like, Fuji water.
Yeah. What purse strings? I mean, like, what is this?
By the way, that picture you're going to take, can you make an 8x10 copy of it so we can make him take one of the pictures here down?
Absolutely.
And actually give this room some class?
There's not even a picture here that I would, like, respectably look at.
Well, obviously, it's McFoley. Like, it's just...
Look at this. I got a certificate of appreciation for something. I'm on a show with a guy who frames his first paycheck from work.
Oh Jesus.
Look at it. What is really?
And I saw the amount on there.
And there's nothing. Oh wow, that is jeez. I remember my first dollar too, kid. Man. Holy goodness.
I'm not having a good time now, guys. You're being very mean.
No, we're being accurate. Sometimes, Hammy, the truth hurts.
Jeez.
Now, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Ask him a good question.
I've got socks worth more than that paycheck.
Come on, it's not bad.
No, it is. Wow, that is low.
It's pretty low.
That is... Whew. I'm embarrassed for you. That's saying something. I don't really care about other people for the most part, but I'm embarrassed for you. That is, oh, my God.
You're making me feel bad.
Can we take it off the wall? Because I want to look at it. It makes me upset.
Get some drapes. You should have given
more
him
upset.
A...
That makes me more upset than your terrible hosting. That's, ugh. I'm going to turn to him because I don't got to see that. Put something over. I don't know. I can't.
can you just drape yourself with a curtain, Hammy, so he doesn't have to look at you while we're doing this show?
Yes.
Use my shirt as a curtain.
Whatever happened to the disembodied voice that's in, like, the other room? That's what you should do.
That's what he sounds like, but he's in here.
Yeah. And look, see, now we got off topic. We're not talking about the show. You know what? I'm going to take over and with this man, Mike, right?
Yes, sir.
Mike, the brains of the operation. Is it with Hammy and Mike?
It should be Mike and Hammy.
Yes. No. It should be Mike.
Yeah.
With Mike. And then little tiny letters and Hammy.
Like the fine print.
I could sign off on that.
You know, I'm going to help make it happen. Don't worry. Just stick with me.
See, now I've got someone with business acumen on my side, Hammy. Watch out.
Anyway, let's talk about the rest of this card because we all know what's going to happen in the Casamento Cup match. Obviously, if you're a betting man, this is easier than Mayweather versus Pacquiao. Okay? We all know Mayweather is an unstoppable force, and he went in there, and he's an unstoppable force. Glitz and Glamour is unstoppable, and they're going to go in and just dominate this entire match. I'm giving it 5 minutes tops.
But unlike Mayweather, you guys aren't going to run away in the middle of the ring.
Absolutely
and
not.
Skip around. You guys are going to go at it.
See, Mayweather and I are very similar. He's a smart man. You know,
he's a businessman. He knows that to put in enough work where he can get by and win.
He's actually a very close friend of mine. You know, I was actually at the fight. Thank goodness I was with two beautiful women because Manny Pacquiao should have no business in a ring, just like Steve Offen, who's Trap Lash.
Oh, man.
But thank goodness he's a smart businessman. We had a great after party. It was a tremendous time. I always love going to Vegas. But let's talk about the rest of the show, because I don't want to make you feel bad about how great my life is and how terrible yours is.
I don't want to.
Mike leads a great life because he's at least smart. You have nothing to offer. Anything. Except
this studio to make fun of me in.
Exactly. Thank you. That's your one contribution.
And to be fair, you spent $6,000 to be made fun of. Smart.
Again, you're welcome. Oh, so anyway, the next match is what? We got Ricky Martinez, who's a great, great guy. Smart guy. Very underrated. Good, good wrestler.
He's taking on Matt Saigon for the ECWA Heavyweight Championship.
You finally said it right.
Yes.
Matt Saigon.
Congratulations. Now you're up to negative 19 points.
Okay. I'm making my mission to get to zero.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
You got a better chance of CM Punk coming back than that happening.
Well, there is that rumor. He wants one more match with Samoa Joe.
Pass. Please, Samoa. All right, Samoa Joe. All right, that's too easy.
You want to see it? Go watch Ring of Honor.
I'm not going to go talk about Samoa Joe because, let's face it, you've seen one fat Samoa and you've seen them all.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about your goal weight, Hammy.
Listen.
Yeah, I know you want to go down from what's your current weight? Tilt? Right? Error? What does the scale say? Get off? So anyway, Ricky Martinez is going to destroy Matt Saigon. Saigon is, you know, another one of these new breeds that don't know how to wrestle. They just jump around. They do flips. I think it's because maybe he's Asian, but I don't know. But Ricky Martinez, mark that down. If you're taking tallying at home, mark it down. Ricky Martinez, I'll give that match, like, I don't know, 4 minutes. Because that's how good Ricky is.
Listen to him. Put the three singles you have after taxes and bet it on Ricky Martinez.
Yeah. Put that $14 check down. You know,
put it
See, at least you're not as dumb as I thought. At least you only framed the stub and not the whole check, so you can never cash it.
That'll get you to negative 18 and a half.
Yeah. So, all right.
Only half points.
Thank you. See, Mike is so smart. He's keeping score for me, too. Smart man. Like I said, Mike Hammy. That's how it should be. Forever and ever.
I like the ring of that a lot.
And then of course, you got Juan Francisco de Coronado, another esteemed man like myself. Like I said before, master of the German suplex. He's going to come in and absolutely destroy whatever her name is or what's...
That would be Alexander James.
Sure, never heard of her. But but he's going to come in easily. The most beautiful... If you want to see the most perfect German suplex ever, you've seen Brock Lesnar is the mayor of Suplex City. Well, this guy's the president of the Suplex States of America. That's what. And he's from
Ecuador.
That's
some bold claims.
That is a bold claim. He throws the best German suplex in the history of German suplex, dating back to when the cavemen were giving each other German suplexes. This is the greatest suplex you will ever see. I guarantee it. And my guarantees are as good as gold.
Because you have a lot of it.
Of course I do. This is nothing. This is my bad neighborhood gold. You know, because I was driving up here with, you know, well, I wasn't driving, of course. Man like me never touches a steering wheel anymore. Unless it's, you know, an exotic car like a Ferrari or a Porsche. Those are expensive cars that you'll never afford.
I was wondering what they were. Okay. Us poor people don't understand.
That looked like, what's that?
Hammy, you don't even have the credit rating to touch one, let alone drive
one. Listen, Prius owner, relax.
But let's just say, you know, thank goodness my car is bulletproof, because Caldwell, New Jersey is, let's just say, it's the reason why New Jersey is called the armpit of the United States.
I was making fun of my town, too?
Absolutely. Your town makes fun of itself.
Listen.
Your town produced you.
I just help it along.
The fact that he's here is boosting the economy by proxy.
The average income just quadrupled when I walked in your door today.
Okay, that I actually might believe, because it's not nice.
In this house, it went up 10 times.
Ten. Okay.
10. Wow, you're Mike. Okay. Mike, not only are you smart, but you're humble and generous.
Thank you.
10 times. It went up infinity times.
Infinity times.
Yes. You will.
That's an upside down eight. So I'm not even sure if you know what that is. Or sideways.
The only time you'll ever see more zeros besides you looking in the mirror is when you see my yearly earnings. And trust me, I need a legal sized piece of paper to put all those zeros on there.
Can we just go to the next match instead of making fun of me?
Is there anything else you want to talk about here?
You also have the legend Magic accepted Mr. Thursday Night's challenge, and it will go 1-on-1 in the qualifier for the heavyweight championship tournament.
Who called Magic a legend? That's what I want to know. He's legendarily large, you know, stumbles around a lot.
That's why he's called old, him legend.
Like me, but legendary.
He's old. He's decrepit. He has no place in the wrestling ring anymore. Mr. Thursday Night, you know, very suave man, very good looking man, smart guy too as well. Very, very good ring general, as you smarks call it, I guess. There's not even a competition there. Mr. Thursday Night's gonna win this easily, hands down. I don't just go on to the next match, because it's a waste of breath to even discuss anything else besides Mr. Thursday Night winning.
I think you pretty much riffed on the entire card here. So it, you know, if
because
again,
let's face it, does anyone really care about the other matches? No, they don't.
They should only be interested in your match.
Exactly. I'm not even wrestling.
So do I at least get a point
for
that?
You get half a point.
Oh, okay. So now you're
people
negative
are paying,
18.
Not even to see me wrestle. They're seeing me manage and be a general to two of the best soldiers I've actually had the opportunity of being affiliated with, Glitz and Glamour. Adding a little more glitz, adding a little more glamour with that beautiful big trophy that's coming home.
Is there any last words? Because we got to go to break, but is there any last words you want to say to Storm Force before we head to break?
Any last words? Well, they should get their last words in, if really, because, you know, after Saturday, it's going to be really hard for them to talk. But I just hope that they're ready, because no matter how big their storm or their force is, there's no bigger force in professional wrestling like the Malanga family. And we're going to hit them hard, and we're going to hit them often. And they'll be lucky if the people in Cliffside Park can recognize them after all is said and done. And that's a guarantee.
There you go. Pro Wrestling Magic will make its debut at Cliffside Park, School Number 6 at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Get your tickets at WrestlingIsMagic.com.
Right. See, besides Mr. Heyman, because I have big respect for Paul Heyman. He's a good businessman. He's probably, besides me, one of the best managers in the history of wrestling. But see, the best manager in, I guess, New Jersey, which isn't saying much.
Don't sell yourself short, more than just Jersey.
I know. Thank you. See, this guy needs, you know what? I think you should start your own show. Forget him. Start your own show. I'll buy you equipment 20 times better than this, which is not hard.
Hand me, you're fired.
I think I think I have your new studio in my petty cash in my pocket. Which I will not show, because I don't want to give your viewers ideas, because I know how smart you internet types are. Knowing where the signal is, they're coming, they'll try to take my money, which they'll fail miserably because Bruno's waiting out in the car, and he is a
very... Oh, that's who that was in the car.
He's a very, very short-tempered man. Very, very short-tempered. Doesn't speak a lot of English, but...
I don't need him storming through the green room / kitchen.
His actions speak louder than any word, so... Oh, well, so come on, go to whatever sponsor, quote unquote, you have, or
sponsor. is Brainsteer Wrestling. Stick here. We'll be back with our Extreme Rules recap and payback preview, along with discussing the ESPN E60 special and the Roman Reigns WWE Network special. This is Brainsteer Wrestling. Stay right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Debra. Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
And we are back live, Brainstew Wrestling on BrainstewRadio.com, syndicated out to MoreLikeRadio.com.
Whoopee!
I was just about to say we have the wonderful Johnny Milangan studio, but you know, since you wanted to make fun of me again,
you still say it.
Well, I was actually going to mean it when I said it. Now I'm trying to
only my close personal friends can call me Johnny.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm not a friend then.
Like Mike. Mike can call me Johnny. Mike is my friend now.
Thank you, Johnny.
You are in favor with me, which is a very good thing to have you. Forget it. It's,
I'm a lost cause at this point.
You know, don't worry. You're only about 7,000 more little checks away from me even recognizing you. So.
Anyway, Mike.
If you keep working hard for the next few decades, Hammy.
I might be able to get a scrap of what Johnny
you might get the 0.001% of his value.
You might be able to afford my like eighth best pair of shoes.
He's being generous there.
That's a goal worth reaching.
He's being generous. He also
I'm trying to help you out. I want you to reach for the stars. Or
I won't get there, but I at least want to reach for it.
In my case, my star is in a universe you'll never see. I want you to reach, you know, maybe like, you know, one around like Mercury or one of those things. I don't know.
Now,
I'm going to need Matthew McConaughey in a wormhole to get to where his stars are.
Now, when you say he could get the value of your eighth best pair of shoes, are you saying brand new or if he found them luckily somewhere in like a secondhand store?
No, this is after I've worn them for three straight days vacationing out in Ibiza. Did you ever hear of Ibiza, Spain?
No.
Of course you haven't. Of course you haven't. It's where people like me go when they want to relax a little bit and have some fun with women which are out of your league beyond comparison. But don't worry about it. Maybe for Christmas I'll give you maybe one of my shoes that you can actually frame and put on the wall to offset this chamber of nerdery. That's what I want to call it. This is like I said before, it's Comic-Con just came in and threw up.
He would sign the shoe, but he doesn't want you to just eBay it.
No, because I don't want him, because knowing people in New Jersey, you might copy my signature and try to finance maybe a Fiat or something tiny, which you probably won't fit in. You know, to even have a glimpse of a better life, which you know, for you is probably like a double wide. But.
Okay, you know, I'm just gonna mute your mic then.
What are you gonna do? No, you're not gonna mute his mic.
You mute my mic, your ratings plummet.
Oh, there are.
And then Mike gets his brand new show sponsored by the Milanga family. By the way, I'm talking about.
You're going to take over the site and just change it instead of BrainCityRadio.com, MilangaFamily.net or something?
Listen, I'm Milanga a Johnny Radio. Milanga guy, all right?
Milanga Radio.
Yes, he is a Johnny Milanga guy, and he's smart, and that's a smart thing to be, is a Johnny Milanga guy.
I want to be. You're just being mean.
No, you're being stupid.
Oh, okay.
And I
thank
mean,
you. You see?
And I mean to people who lack intelligence.
They call me the architect of Brain Stew.
Obviously you are. This is all you. I can see from setting everything up to running the show, it's all Mike.
He got here.
Hammy, the only reason that your name is first is because it comes first alphabetically. Not because of importance. Just Hammy and Mike, it's all the alphabetical order.
I do like to be in order.
Well, that's the only time it ever works to your advantage.
All right, can we move on, Mike? Did you see the ESPN E60 documentary about the NXT superstars?
I did not. How'd that go?
It was one of the best insights to the world of pro wrestling that you can see on a national level. Like, there's been a lot of documentaries about pro wrestling stars, promotions, but this one takes you behind the scenes of WWE NXT, which they give you very rare access to WWE's production studios, their production offices, and it focused a lot on Adam Rose and a couple of other stars in NXT. And I gotta be honest, I kind of feel for Adam Rose now, and I hope he gets a gimmick that works with him and he can work full time because he's got a sick kid. He's got a kid that needs a special feeding tube to go in his stomach, and. Well, I feel really bad for Adam Rose.
Well, boo-hoo. Oh, come on. The man is less talented than you, Hammy. All right. So it's a miracle. It's a miracle on 34th Street that he even has a job with such a smart man like Vincent Kennedy McMahon. I don't know what he sees in him, but maybe it is the sick kid. Maybe he's like, oh, Adam, we're going to fire you today. No, I have a sick kid. Ah, you know, maybe it's that. Maybe he has a thing for Austin Powers wannabes or whatever the heck he does when he comes out. The hell?
He comes out with the rosebuds.
Rosebuds? Really? Do you know what a rosebud really is? You know what? I'm not going to say it because you probably have maybe one viewer that has like class. Or Mike. Mike, I don't want to besmirch Mike here. That
he's got class.
Mike does have class.
Right. I bring the class to the show, Hammy. And you
class, intelligence, everything that you failed to bring.
Well, speaking of intelligence, the E60 documentary also focuses on Xavier Woods, who is going for his PhD as well. And it's really impressive. Like, he could have a really good gimmick if he does get his PhD and get out of the New Day. Because I don't know how you feel about the New Day. I think they're trying something, but it's just failing miserably.
New Day to me is like Groundhog Day. It's the same day over and over. I wish it was a new day so they would be gone. You know? Sorry that these guys decided, oh, instead of singing our church choir, we're going to wrestle. Which is awful idea, but no. New Day is, I wish the sun sets on this day.
Someone should have told. Now it's weird. Does anybody know which day job to tell them not to quit when they talk about the New Day, singing or wrestling?
Probably janitor or something. I have no idea.
But if you haven't checked it out yet, I'm sure it's on demand on ESPN somewhere. If not, it's probably on YouTube. Check out the E60 documentary Behind the Curtain.
Thing wrong with that documentary was?
What?
You have to know this. Come on, Mike probably knows what that one thing was wrong with it.
Not enough manga family representation.
That's why he's the brain. That's why. This man. Why are you still here?
I don't kiss your ass as well as he does. That's
you,
why.
It's authentic.
Should. Oh, it's authentic. My ass. It's authentic.
It is. This man is genuine. Smart, genuine, and runs this whole thing.
I kind of keep him around the same way Vince keeps Adam Rose around.
You know what? Yeah, he's probably right.
He's my Virgil.
Yes, he is. Except you probably sign a lot less autographs. And that's really bad.
Have you seen the line at the Virgil table, Hammy?
Yes, every year Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Well, he sees the Virgil line and thinks, this is an awesomely long line.
The only thing shorter than the line at Virgil's table is the gross profit on your pay stub.
Why are you going back to the pay stub?
Because it just makes me sad.
Because it's there.
Jesus Christ. And
you don't take his name in vain, heathen.
Exactly. You know, you're talking to a devout Sicilian Catholic. How dare you?
You know what? I don't want to get you angry anymore. So
you shouldn't.
Let's switch subjects to the Roman Reigns 24 on WWE Network.
Now, that what he just said there, does that put him to negative 17?
Yes.
Okay. You're getting there.
I have
crawling up
16 minutes to get to, you know,
crawling
zero.
Up this mountain.
Play your cards right, Ham. You may get to the ground floor.
Well, the Roman Reigns 24 special on the WWE Network, which you can see anytime on demand if you're a network subscriber. I don't know if you saw it, Mike.
Yeah,
but
are you going to keep shilling at Michael Cole?
What? I'm not going $9.99.
You just did.
There you go.
You know what? Lucky for you, though, that's the one thing you can't afford with that terrible pay.
It is. It's one of my most valuable purchases.
You might not be able to eat, which is hard to believe for you. Don't worry.
But I've been a Roman Reigns guy since day one, since he came in with the Shield. I've supported him and the Shield.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I like Roman Reigns.
That makes one person probably in the next 20 miles.
All right, that makes one person over the age of 10 in the next 20 miles.
Yes. He's like a Samoan long-haired John Cena.
Are you a man-child? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, just saying that. The only thing worse than his wrestling is his tattoo.
Okay, I'll admit that tattoo is a little cheesy.
It's part of the Samoan starter kit. It's the tribal tattoo. It's the unbreakable head. It's a pineapple, and it's probably diabetes.
But my point
one
is
of which you are probably going to meet very soon.
My point is if you haven't seen the Roman Reigns,
probably hungry.
I am,
but that would entail something healthy, which I doubt. Maybe like a chocolate covered one,
dried out, covered in chocolate.
Not even out of the shell, just straight dipped in chocolate, and you eat the entire pineapple whole. Which I can see you doing.
I feel sorry for your bladder and digestive system.
Well,
I pity them.
I feel sorry for you. Thank you. You know, obviously this man is in a lot better health than you obviously are.
Yeah.
And he should not be discouraged by looking at you behind that table, board, whatever you call it. I don't know what you radio business people will call it.
I called a desk that I found at a garage sale.
See, you know, why am I not surprised?
Because you saw his check.
Why am I not surprised?
Saw my check.
That was like six paychecks, just the desk.
That figure you were reading, too, was his gross annual earnings.
Oh, okay. Oof.
All right, we have less than 15 minutes. Let's move on to Payback, which is this Sunday. Are you guys excited for Payback? Not as much as Pro Wrestling Magic this Saturday.
-16.
Yeah, there we go. Payback is this Sunday. You can watch it on the network if you don't have pay-per-view providers. Are you guys excited for Payback this Sunday? Is there anything in particular standing out that you think is going to be really fun to watch? Or
the 2 out of 3 tag title match, the 2 out of 3 falls tag title match. Should be Cesaro and Kid versus New Day.
Which is, Cesaro is another great, great man. Another close friend of mine, really, because he's a very smart Swiss businessman as well as one of the biggest powerhouses I've ever seen.
And like you, he can kick a lot of people's asses
Absolutely. Behind
the scenes as well.
You've seen it. I've seen it. Mr. Genius Mike has seen it. Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. You know, you got the Hart family dungeon training. With Tyson,
and you have Natty,
which is we'll skip that because I know a lot of your viewers now are googling to try to pull themselves to her, but whatever. Sorry for that innuendo, Mike. I shouldn't have said that. You're too classy for me to have said that. This man brings out the worst in me. -30.
Hands on the desk, Camel. You animal.
-30 now.
-30.
Never getting out of this mess.
Nope, you're not.
So the New Day versus Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. Who do you guys have winning this match?
You didn't just listen to anything that I said.
I did, so Cesaro and Kidd. You guys are both picking them.
Since he doesn't like to repeat himself because he shouldn't have to.
Thank you, Mike.
I will say my answer, which is the same one: Cesaro and Kidd.
So all three of us are picking Cesaro and Kidd.
-29.
Yes. Yeah. For a smart choice.
Smart choice. All right. We have Axel and Mandow. The rebooted Mega Powers, which is ridiculous on its own, versus The Ascension. Now, The Ascension is a tag team that I really loved in NXT that just got turned into a Legion of Doom wannabe ripoff tag team, and it's just an embarrassment at this point.
I have one word it's two words to describe this match. Bathroom break. Next.
That is going to be the bathroom break match, but unfortunately, I think I'm going to pick The Ascension because they desperately need a win over anybody at this point, because they've become the clown jobbers. So I'm picking them because I want a tag team division with a lot of variety to it.
What's really going to happen is I'm going to be in the bathroom expelling healthier foods than you've ever thought of.
Yes. Exactly.
And what's probably going to happen, what I'm going to miss, is probably the two guys, Sandow and Axel winning
Curtis
that
Axel.
Match.
Next match on the list, we have Naomi and Tamina versus the Bella Twins. Now, this is going to be another bathroom break.
Bathroom break, too.
The Give Divas a Chance movement.
Not for the reasons you think either, animal.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. Because I know what this heathen was thinking.
I'm here keeping it classy.
All right.
Someone has to.
Who do you guys have?
I'll tell you who's not going to win.
Okay.
The fans.
Very clever.
The fans will be the biggest losers of that match.
But since we have to actually make picks, I'm picking Naomi and Tamina.
I'm picking the Bellas because they're better to look at.
Very good point. We have Cain Barrett versus Neville. Now, Neville recently came off a very impressive match with John Cena.
That's too much British for one ring.
But it's going to be a good match, though.
Didn't we beat them twice?
We did.
The Revolutionary War, and when Captain America, the first Avenger, came out and beat Harry Potter.
Exactly. Like I said, intelligence. What the show needs more of. I want to clone him and replace you.
Okay.
Then this show, the ratings will be through the roof.
With your bank account, you probably can't afford it.
You know what? It's a good idea.
Negative 29. Right? Right?
Yeah.
No?
No, okay. It would have been negative 28, but because you aren't good at math, you're down to negative 40.
Yes. Thank Mike, smartest man alive. Well, second to me.
Who do you guys have, Barrett and Neville?
I like Barrett because he's a king and I'm friends with a lot of royalty, so...
Mike, who do you have?
I'm going to go with Barrett on this one.
I'm actually going to go with Neville, just because I'm spiting you two now because I'm getting annoyed.
And probably because you love the Lord of the Rings and he looks like Frodo. And you know I'm not wrong.
I don't like Lord of the Rings, actually. It's a bunch of walking.
Okay.
Negative 39?
Something that you never do.
Okay.
That's why he doesn't like it. Just like he's picking to spite us now. Because that's what happens when you reach a certain level. You get haters.
Negative 50 for lack of walking.
All right.
I wish you would walk out this door so just me and Mike can
negative 55 for poor cardio, too.
Yes.
We have Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus. We relived the wonderful Kiss My Arse match at Extreme Rules, which was bad.
You would call that wonderful.
I was sarcastically calling it wonderful, but I am picking Dolph Ziggler on this one. Who do you have, Mike?
I'm going to actually agree with you for once, because I'm going to be fair. I'll be fair. I'm charitable.
We have John Cena versus Rusev in an I Quit match, and I think when Rusev says I quit, he's just going to become a jobber at this point. He's going to lose three times in a row to Cena. That's just...
You did not ask Johnny for his pick for the Sheamus Ziggler match, you rude
Because
individual.
He's being mean to me. That's
and
why.
So you're going to be mean back by not letting him pick that match?
You know, all I have to do is just hit one button and Bruno's going to come through the door.
All right. Mr. Malanga, who do you have between Ziggler and Sheamus?
I abstain. I won't make a pick. You know why? Because that's what you want.
Okay.
You want me to make a pick, and I won't.
Okay, can you make a pick then for Cena and Rusev?
I'm going to pick Rusev, because John Cena is what's wrong with this country, and plus any guy who wrestles in jean shorts should just stop. I mean, come on. How old is he? He's got to be what?
I understand.
30 years 40, too old to wear jean shorts?
Exactly. I agree with you, because I know why you're saying that, but... John Cena is still the golden boy at WWE. He's never going to say I quit, so that's why Rusev is going to job to Cena again.
I sense sarcasm there, see? Anybody who reaches a certain level, this guy hates.
What?
You're like the trolls on the internet.
Exactly.
Who, when someone gets too popular, they start turning
troll.
On.
You're the king troll. That's your new name.
No.
It should be Mike and the King Troll Show.
Can I interject?
Yeah, sure.
We shouldn't confuse him with royalty.
No, that's true. You're right. Again, smartest man here.
Ryback versus Bray Wyatt in a what the hell are we doing feud, which is exactly what this is. I'm picking Bray Wyatt just because, again, he desperately needs to go over in a feud.
That might be the smartest thing he said.
One of them.
One of the smartest.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. And obviously you don't eat many nuts because nuts are healthy. I mean, unless they're goobers that are dipped in chocolate.
Just swore you were going for a gay joke there.
No. Please.
Again.
Really? You honestly think that I would stoop to the level of your moronic listeners.
I wouldn't expect
by saying a joke like that? Mike, again, I'm sorry. This man just
Thank you.
Brings out the worst in people.
All right, and the main event, the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, champion Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Randy Orton. Who do you guys have?
Clearly the face of the company, Seth Rollins.
Absolutely. I'm going to pick the man who is the smartest businessman besides myself that I've seen in a long time, and that's Seth Rollins. Because this guy obviously has the whole package. He's a good-looking guy. He's athletic. He's ruthless. He's aggressive. And he's smart. Why? Because he made the smartest move that any wrestler can ever do, and that's align themselves with the authority. And he was genius. And look where it got him. What, 2 years ago, he was jumping around in NXT or wherever he was. And now look at him.
Before that Ring of Honor.
He's at the top of the top of the wrestling business. So
he's the man.
He is the man. He's the man to beat. And no one can beat him. Not now, not ever. This man's going to have a Bruno San Martino length title reign. I'm thinking years.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. And as long as he keeps his business mind right.
You know what would extend that?
This man will be the Floyd Mayweather of the WWE.
You know what would extend that title reign even longer? If he had Johnny Malenga as a manager.
Negative 30.
All right, is there any way I could go from negative 30 to zero and even out here?
How much time we got left?
We got less than 5 minutes. Is there anything that we can do?
Of course you're asking for shortcuts.
Mike,
I want a shortcut.
What would you want him to do?
Let's see. Let's see how manly he is. Let's see if he can take a knife-edge chop.
No.
See, this man's smart because he obviously sees something in me. I'm not just a good businessman. I'm also a man who can defend himself at any time. And, of course, I'm a very powerful
man.
And we have
videos, so I kind of have to. No, I don't want to.
I mean, unless you've got no backbone.
All right, I guess I'm going to take a chop at this point to even out to
smartest decision
zero.
He's made.
Yes, it right. is. You get up and get yourself to the ground floor. Strive to rise above.
Be a star, Mike.
I already am one.
Oh, please, God, no. What? Put it on.
All right.
This is gonna be like watching.
Yes, we are.
This is gonna be like someone watching. This is gonna be like watching someone plop on a waterbed.
I'm just gonna say, Steve Off, who's Traplash? I hope you're watching, because if you two come anywhere near me, this will be one of you. Hold on, please hold this. I don't want to ruin that very expensive ring on his greasy, disgusting jersey skin.
I don't blame you.
Jesus!
Hey, you don't take his name in vain, Hammy.
Ow!
The studio's falling apart.
It's already red. Ow!
I hope Steve and them were watching. I really hope so. Thank you, Mike.
Well, if I'm Steve Off, I would not want to deal with that, because that really hurt.
And that was at half power.
Half power?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I would not want to experience full power from that. That was insane.
Strong. You power. Wear that red mark like a badge of honor, Hammy.
Yeah, that's really red.
You're now at zero,
I don't know if you can see
sir.
It on camera, but that's really...
Now I have to wash my hands 6 times. But, you know, it's the price of business, I guess.
Oh, good chop, though. Ooh, okay, now that I'm awake.
Oh, you mean you weren't awake the whole time?
Of course I was.
How dare you? You weren't. You should have taken 6 5-hour energies before I walked in here, because you should have been at the peak of your game to interview a man like myself.
That would explain why he was so low energy earlier in the show.
No, jeez. I've seen happier faces at firing squads.
Well, Mr. Malenga, I want to
thank you for
coming
me
in.
Mister, at least.
Yeah, I want to be polite.
I want to graciously and legitimately thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, this man is going to do big things. You know, obviously a lot bigger than that. Oh, thank God I don't have to look at that pay stub anymore. Getting kind of sick thing. You know what? I'm going to take Mike out for beautiful steak dinner now. You know why? Because he's a smart man.
Good for you, Mike.
You know?
That's what you do.
Kiss some ass, you get a steak dinner.
smart businessman.
Genuine, because I'm smart.
Johnny Malenga, thank you so much for coming in. This has been great. The podcast will be up for download shortly. And again, our friends at Pro Wrestling Magic, Cliffside Park School, number 6, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Tickets available at wrestlingismagic.com. Go to it. It's going to be a great show. We'll catch you next week. This is Brain Stew Wrestling. Take care, guys. Help me.